Thanks for tuning in to the BYU Idaho Radio podcast. I'm Candy Zilale with your evening headlines for Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. A woman was taken to the hospital following a crash on Interstate 86. Idaho State Police say an 18-year-old woman from Chubbuck was traveling east on I-86 in a 2015 Jeep Patriot Tuesday morning. The woman failed to maintain the lanes, went into the medium, and the Jeep rolled. When it came to rest, the Jeep was partially blocking the westbound lanes. The driver was wearing a seatbelt and was taken to the local hospital. The ISP investigation of the crash remains ongoing. It is officially spring, and the BYU Idaho grounds crew is working hard to bring spring to campus. Student reporter Chandler Guandanine has the report.
March 19th marked the beginning of spring. Despite some snow, Rexburg is starting to wake up. As I saw the snow melt and the dead grass revealed, I thought to myself, what goes into making BYU Idaho blossom into the beautiful campus we know and love during the spring and summer months? So I decided to investigate, traversing the campus looking for a small tucked away shed that serves as the office of the grounds crew. That is where I met Jeff Palmer, the Director of Grounds Operations and Transportation for the university.
I grew up doing construction, and it put me through college. 20 years later, I was like, okay. Still landscaping.
Yeah.
And this job opened up, and God sent me here.
Palmer has worked at the university for the last year and a half. He's the guy in charge of the upkeep of the campus.
Our main focus is, once the snow is gone, is there's a lot of repair that goes back into the grounds, because just a lot of destruction with all the snow removal. There's just a lot of sweeping of the salt, getting that back off. And then it takes a while for the ground to dry out, and we just see what damage we have to repair on the sod. So we usually end up cutting out the sod along the sidewalks in those areas that get damaged and replace that. Yeah, a lot of sprinklers that get damaged from the plows. Yeah, there's just a lot of things that go into getting campus up and running again.
And you can believe Palmer when he says,
it's expensive. We have a big budget. It's one of the bigger budgets.
What you may not know is that that budget goes toward more than just the campus.
There's 9 areas that includes the temple and some of the stake centers that we maintain. It gives our students opportunities to be a part of maintaining the temple. It's kind of a neat experience.
Whether it is the university or the Rexburg Temple, the main focus of the crew is,
we want everybody to enjoy the grounds. We want them to get out on the grass and just enjoy being outdoors.
Enjoy that Rexburg spring, everybody. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Chandler Guadagnin.
Idaho Falls Parks and Recreation wants your input on updated playground equipment at the South Capitol and 20th Street Parks. The City of Idaho Falls says both parks are more than 23 years old, and the city is going to begin updating the equipment there. Community members can submit their input for what kind of equipment they would like to see. To submit input, visit the city's website at idahofallsidaho.gov and search playground. Community input will be accepted until Sunday, March 31st. Check Idaho Falls Parks and Recreation social media channels for updates, final decisions, and more. Thanks for making us a part of your nightly routine. These have been your evening headlines for Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. For more great news and content, you can tune into our podcast feed. Just search for BYU Idaho Radio on your favorite podcast. You can also stay informed by visiting us on social media. We're on X, Instagram, and Facebook. I'm Candy Zilale, and this is BYU Idaho Radio.